HIW Mobile.
Mobile, good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob. Is there a drastic lack of traffic where you are?
Lack of traffic for quite some time. I'm taking all the necessary precautions, but still working every day, and I go shopping to the grocery store at 6 in the morning when they open. There's very few people, if any, there. And got my bottle of hand sanitizer, and I figure I'm doing all I can do, but I still got to live my life.
So I'll be back in just a minute. W4DJW.
And D7J, mobile.
W4DJW, you still there, Bob?
I am. I'm still on the road. So anyway, like I said, I'm just taking all the necessary precautions, but not living in a bubble, at least not yet, anyway.
A lot of people are doing that, and a lot of people are staying put. This is my first time out since, I guess, last weekend or last Thursday. I can't remember exactly. And I noticed a definite drop in traffic when I got out first thing this morning. Usually when I hit Wade Hampton and Greer, it's like you got to sit there and wait. There's just waves and waves and waves of cars coming by. I went right across Wade Hampton. There was nobody to my left and two or three cars to my right. A noticeable difference.
A good amount of less amount of traffic for sure. Around. People are still out and about, you know, but I'm still working. I go to Home Depot early in the morning when they open up, and I get my materials, you know, and again, there's hardly anybody there. That's the way I like it. And I get in and get out and get my little hand sanitizer going there and stay in my truck. I'm working, you know, I have a partner, him and I are, we're not doing any residential or anything. We're just doing, you know, new construction where there's nobody else except for him and I.
I dropped Maggie off at the groomer this morning. They didn't give me an opportunity to come inside, which I was happy with because I didn't want to. I just extended my arm with her on it, and they picked her up, and we maintained our separation. So that's good. They're doing the right thing. They got to stay in business, right? If we want them around when we get over this, we got to keep patronizing those people that are not well suited for this type of thing, that have a lot of human interaction. You got to think of ways to keep them, keep their finances flowing. If we want them around, and we do want them around after we come out of the other side of this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And also, you know, keep an eye on the neighbors. And I got some elderly neighbors that live around me, so. You know, I've told them all, and I have one lady across the street. She brings me over a list and hands me some money about every 2 or 3 days. And when I go to the store, I pick her up her stuff and bring it back over to her. But we still keep our distance, you know. We still keep 6 or 8 feet apart and just kind of maintain that and kind of keep an eye on some of the people around that probably are better off not being out at all, you know. But You gotta keep working. I gotta keep working. I'm not ready to there yet. I'm, you know, still haven't had it.
People that can work from home, it might seem like peaches and cream for them, but it's not. People that haven't been used to that and now are doing that. When you're there alone all day long, day after day after day, especially for those people who don't have spouses, it gets lonely. It gets really, really lonely for them. And it's something they won't be used to. We had a meeting at work where they talked about that. And I saw where one of the guys, not even related to me, that in a different job, but they were working from home too. So they said at the end of the day, they all turned on their cameras. They all got in a WebEx meeting, and they all talked to each other. And they wanted to talk to each other. They wanted to see each other's faces and talk to each other for about an hour after work was over. It's a different world. W4DJW.
That was there for sure. Well, Dave, I'm actually pulling into the parking lot here. Plus, I'm under a lot of power lines now. So, good talking to you. Stay healthy. And you guys take care over there. And I'm sure I'll talk to you again. Once I get home, I'll be... I'm actually doing some handyman work at home today. So, have a good day. D7J.
Well, stay safe. Stay healthy. Good talking. talking to you this morning. ND7J, W4DJW Mobile.